Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Did a little Spartan talk earlier in the show. We'll get to some Michigan stuff. Gator, it is going to be fascinating to see how they operate offensively at Nebraska. It is going to be really, really interesting to compare and contrast Oklahoma to Nebraska. Similar hostile environments. I think Oklahoma's defense with seven guys that were four-year defensive players for Brett Venables probably is better than Nebraska's defense. It's hard to know with Nebraska. They just beat Houston Baptist. And then
say that again.
They just beat Houston Baptist.
Okay. All right.
Like 90-0.
Probably learn a lot from that game.
Yeah, I think it was Miles Brand. He was the acting NCAA president when he allowed games against FCS opponents to count towards your bowl eligibility and opened up the floodgates for things like Houston Baptist going to Nebraska. Not a fan. They also beat Akron. And they beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati was actually an entertaining game to watch. Still trying to figure out how Nebraska is. Trying to figure out, you know, Matt Rhule. They say he's looking for a signature win. You know, looking for a big one. But people were not happy with Michigan's offensive game plan against Oklahoma. I think Michigan collectively, the program, did some self-reflection. But they roll out a little bit more with the kid each week, right? I mean, that's sort of part of the deal when you're breaking in. Like, there seemed to be some outrage that Bryce Underwood and the Michigan offense wasn't a finished product in week two. And the question is, are they going to, was what they did last week indicative of a high success rate with him on the ground against a better opponent? And we'll see. And that's, I think there's a lot that goes into it. Like, here's what we didn't see at home against Central Michigan. We didn't see Bryce throw to a receiver who was blocking. We didn't see Bryce throw to the pylon when the receiver went to the goalpost. We didn't see Bryce see ghosts against Oklahoma. And what I mean by that is he sometimes had a clean pocket and was throwing off his back foot or bailing out of there when he didn't need to. And all that comes with experience. So we'll see what it looks like this time around. I'm fascinated to see it.
I think the critics of what happened with Oklahoma, I don't think they expected perfection in week two. I just think that they expected to give him a chance, let him make mistakes, let him go out and try to air it out or take off and run or whatever the case was. Open it up a little, certainly more than what they did. I think that was the criticism with the Oklahoma game.
That was one. People who are more reasonable were criticizing that.
I think that's the majority of those people that were critical of it. Of course, you're going to get the crazies that think, oh, from week one, he should be ready to go. What the hell? He had all summer to practice. But I think that's a crazy lunatic fringe. Nonetheless, here they are, a game at Nebraska. He's got this really, really nice game that he finished up against Central. The whole team can be proud of a 63-3 win. And they manhandled a team that they were superior to. But you got to do it. And they did. And they did it easily. So what do you expect against Nebraska. Well, Nebraska is a step up in competition from Central Michigan. I don't know if the game plan changes any. Now, maybe to your point, does the playbook, do they feed them a little bit more of the playbook this week? Sure. I guess that's going to be part of it. But I think Michigan fans are probably pretty happy with what they saw last week. Like, keep doing whatever worked last week. Keep trying to make that work this week. But be prepared. It may not, because Nebraska is not Central Michigan.
So one of the greater challenges of a young quarterback is what they see pre-snap. And, you know, what is Nebraska going to throw at them before the ball is snapped? Because Brett Venables threw the kitchen sink at the kid. And it's not, you know, it's not to say that they couldn't have had a better game plan, but I wonder a little bit about things that they might change to be better prepared for what the kid now can recognize. The kid, what Bryce Underwood recognizes pre-snap, you know, how that differs from what he can diagnose before the ball snapped against Nebraska as opposed to Oklahoma. So that's a big part of it. The Michigan offensive line had a couple of injuries, one that seems to be somewhat serious in that the Gio Alhadi injury at the one guard spot. Brady Norton, I believe, is back this week. He was at the other guard spot. But Jake Guanera and Nathan Afobe did a nice job at the guard spots. They might be able to run the ball a little bit better and protect a little bit better. You know, I asked Jansen about it because Jansen has this ability to watch an entire offensive line play, all five guys from snap to the whistle, and see who took the wrong step, who had bad hand placement. I guess that's what happens when your entire career is spent in the NFL watching a line play, is you can watch five guys play at once and figure out what went wrong. But he said as that game went on, that group of Link, Afobe, Crippen, Guarnera, and Sprague got better. And that's a big deal. That is a big deal because it changes everything.
Well, it's funny because the focus, I'm just saying this, what you're bringing up, but it just is seemingly that the focus comes out. It's about what can Bryce Underwood do against Nebraska? Well, Nebraska's got their second-year quarterback in Dylan Raiola, mm-hmm. who is every bit the hype quarterback that Bryce Underwood was. He's got the full year under his belt, and now he's got three games this year under his belt. He's slung it around, 73 passes in the first two games. He had 21 more in the last game against Houston Christian.
Baptist.
Sorry.
It is Houston Christian. I'm sorry. It's not. It's the Houston Christian Huskies. My apologies.
Yes, and he was 15 of 21 in the game. He's got 8 touchdown passes on the year, no interceptions, and he had.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
That's thrown in a fair amount. That is going to be the focus of the game, I think. It's not necessarily what Bryce Underwood's going to do. Is what will Michigan's defense do with Dylan Raiola? Are they going to be able to contain him? Because he's starting to show his potential, albeit not against great competition. Cincinnati was pretty good. In the Cincinnati game, he completed almost 80% of his passes in that game.
If the Michigan defense plays better, it should make you feel a lot better about what John Mateer did to Michigan's defense, because that might just be, dude, they got a guy. They got a guy that's going to give everybody problems in Mateer, and he was great that day.
And Mateer is a different kind of quarterback.
Mateer is really special. But Raiola, if you have your chances to get Raiola to the ground, get him to the ground. The tackling was better this week, as it should be, against Central Michigan. But, you know, the other thing that they did, Jayshon Barham at the edge rusher, whew, shot out of a cannon against CMU. Again, tougher task ahead. We will find out pretty quickly here if if Jayshon Barham as an edge rusher is something to stay. What they did, and Wink Martindale did this last year. Wink Martindale, as the year went on, the defensive coordinator figured out, hey, here's how I can craft a really good defense around these two interior defensive linemen, and Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham. And there was some stuff, there was some growth that took place there. This year, he knew early going in, we've got a really deep linebacker room. He said, I feel like I got four starters. They're moving Barham to edge, whether that's permanent or not, or whether he'll go back and forth, we'll see. Cole Sullivan took some edge snaps as well from his linebacker spot, leaving Jimmy Rolder and Ernest Hausman at linebacker. And then the Georgia commit, Troy Bowles, who's been hurt, he's exceptionally talented as well. So they're moving some guys, some pieces around defensively. So big test this week.
And Nebraska's got they've got the ability to run the football. Their running back Emmett Johnson has done a real nice job. He's got a couple 100-yard games under his belt already. The first two games of the season went up for over 100. And you know what the running game does? It opens up more of the passing game, play action, and you know, kind of freezing safeties when you can do things like that. So this is a real legitimate test for Michigan's defense, and certainly for their offense too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.